91X News.
It's 16 degrees and sunny with some haze at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Police are still looking for a suspect in a break, enter, and theft yesterday afternoon. At about 12:30 p.m., Central Hastings OPP were called to a shed on Sunsmile Lane in the municipality of Tweed. Police advised that sometime during the last 2 days, suspects entered the unlocked shed and stole a Mastercraft Pro Series 3500 portable air compressor, hip waders, three motocross jerseys, and a pair of motocross pants. Anyone with information on this crime or any other crime is asked to contact Central Hastings OPP or Crime Stoppers. Loyalist College is set to receive $500,000 from Quinte West Municipal Council. The money will go towards the college's Sustainable Skills, Technology, and Life Sciences Center. In a meeting last night, council voted 7-6 in favor of handing Loyalist the funding. College officials recently asked for $750,000, which would have meant raising taxes to meet that mark. Many councillors disagreed with the funding plan, saying it's up to the provincial government to cover the costs. The money will go towards properly equipping the provincially funded building. The rumor has been spreading like wildfire about a proposed fire hall expansion in the rural north of Brighton. Last night, Brighton's Deputy Mayor Tom Ritwage bristled at the rumor suggesting there was going to be an expansion in the North Fire Hall just to house an antique fire truck. Ritwage says there's the $375,000 expansion will serve to allow two new fire vehicles coming in the next 3 years and offer more training space for the volunteer firefighters. Police in London say they expect more charges in the wake of a St. Patrick's Day riot fueled by drunken college students. Fanshawe College has already suspended 8 students who are facing criminal charges. Police say they're trying to identify more culprits through social media and say a number of people have phoned in tips or supplied in clips from videos. In addition to the 8 Fanshawe College students, 5 other people are facing charges. Hundreds of Fanshawe students are said to be involved in the riot. The jury won't be in the courtroom today as the Victoria Stafford murder trial resumes in London. The judge will be hearing arguments from the lawyers at the first-degree murder trial of Michael Rafferty. The 31-year-old Rafferty has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. Rafferty's former girlfriend, 21-year-old Terry Lynn McClintock, is expected to resume testifying tomorrow. She's already serving a life sentence after pleading guilty two years ago to first-degree murder in Tory's death. Staff Sergeant Robert Bales is the U.S. Army soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan civilians. To some people in Ohio who had financial dealings with Bales, he's also a smooth-talking con man. Gary Liebschner and his wife say Bales cheated them out of their life savings when he worked as a broker for a local investment firm. Liebschner took his case against Bales and his firm to Wall Street regulators in May 2000. ABC's Brian Ross has the story.
Bales joined the Army at the very time the case was pending, and Liebschner says Bales could not be found after an arbitrator ordered him and his associates to pay more than $1.4 million. Asked if it was fair to call Bales a con man, Liebschner said,
I think you hit the nail on the head.
An independent arbitrator later found Bales engaged in fraud, unauthorized trading, and unsuitable investments. A young woman is in hospital after being shot in the back in Toronto's North End. She was found shortly after midnight inside a car on the Don Valley Parkway near York Mills Road. Police say they aren't sure if the woman was in the car during the shooting, which happened at a complex near the Don Valley Parkway in Elgin Avenue. 3 suspects are being sought. The province's Police Services Board are looking to Queen's Park to halt the rise in policing costs. The cost of policing is rising by 5-7% a year, and that's straining municipal budgets. The Ontario Association of Police Services Boards says the province should consider centralizing police bargaining. And it also suggests finding ways to eliminate the use of police officers for non-core tasks. A manhunt is underway in France for the gunman who opened fire at a Jewish school in Toulouse yesterday. ABC's Lama Hassan in Toulouse tells us about a chilling new detail in the case that could help with the lead.
The French Interior Minister, Claude Guinet, says witnesses saw a small camera around the gunman's neck, perhaps a video for him to capture the scene. Police are scouring the internet to try and find out if this video has been uploaded yet onto the internet, but they haven't found anything.
Schools across France held a moment of silence today to honor the 3 children and a rabbi killed in Monday's attack. Ontario is creating 2 birthing centers in the province. Officials say the locations have yet to be determined. Premier Dalton McGuinty says it will give expectant mothers more choice in where they have their babies. He says it's also part of a plan to move routine procedures out of hospitals and into the community. Facing a $16 billion deficit, the governing Liberals are examining ways to curb growth on healthcare spending, which accounts for nearly half of every dollar the government spends. McGinty made the announcement from Toronto's Ryerson University, where he met with mothers and their young children. Israel has outlawed super-thin models after unhealthy eating disorders became a trend. Mark Levy has more.
It's an attempt to counter a wave of eating disorders among young Israelis. The new law bans appearances by models with a body mass index under 18. For example, 5 feet 8 and 119 pounds. Advertisers also have to disclose if they've altered photos to make their models look thinner. Israel is the first country to enact legislation to counter the image, the thinner the better. It's estimated that 2% of Israeli girls have eating disorders, about the same as the rest of the Western world. Mark Levy, Cairo.
Well, that's 91X News to 1206. Jose de Barros has sports next.
They say the early bird gets the worm, a motto this cowboy lives by. Off to do the groceries. Got to get those deals before it's too late. Giddy up, horsey.
Whoa there, partner. With Mark's No Frills, you don't need to be the early bird. Mark sells everything for less. If you can find a better price somewhere else, Mark's will match it.
That's a mighty fine deal, young missy.
Hee-hoo!
The price is so low at Mark's No Frills.
Mark's No Frills, 211 Bell Boulevard, Belleville. Their prices won't be beat.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose de Barros, and this is 91X Sports. The Belleville Bulls will spend the next few days preparing for the start of their OHL first-round playoff series against the Ottawa 67s. The Bulls finished the regular season with 71 points, good enough for 7th place in the Eastern Conference. However, the Bulls will have to face an Ottawa team with star forward Tyler Toffoli, who recently won the Jim Mahone Memorial Trophy as the OHL's top-scoring right winger. Toffoli, a 19-year-old Scarborough native, scored 100 points in 65 games this season. The series starts on Thursday in Ottawa. The playoffs in both Junior A and Empire B resume on Thursday. Junior A champions, the Whitby Fury, start their OJHL semifinal series at home against Toronto Lakeshore Patriots tomorrow night. Also, the Empire B champion, Campbellford Rebels, start their Schmaltz Cup quarterfinal series on the road tomorrow against the Clarington Eagles. The 2012 OFSA AA Girls Hockey Championship starts today in Belleville and Trenton. There are two local teams in the competition. The St. Teresa Titans are the favorites to win the tournament, having been ranked first, while the Moira Trojans are ranked fifth. The Titans start the morning playing the Toronto Community Hebrew and the Quinney Sports at Quinney Sports Center Rink A, while the Moira Trojans start against St. Trojan. With the playoffs just starting in 3 weeks, many NHL teams are still on the hunt to get into the hockey's second season. It's with this in mind that many teams are going into tonight's schedule, which has 9 games. The Toronto Maple Leafs play the Islanders in another critical playoff game. Elsewhere, Winnipeg has a tough task to perform as they face Sidney Crosby and the Penguins in Pittsburgh. The Jets are 4 points off a playoff spot in the East. In the West, all the teams between 8th and 11th place are matched up in games. Calgary are only 2 points away from Colorado as they both play in Denver, while both the San Jose and Los Angeles are deadlocked in the standings heading into their clash in the California Sun. In basketball, the Toronto Raptors head down to the Madison Square Garden to take on the Knicks. The Raptors are struggling this past week, having lost 4 of their last 6 games. Other roundball games have the Miami Heat at home to the Phoenix Suns, the LA Lakers on the road against Houston, and the Oklahoma City Thunder against Utah. Peyton Manning could sign with Denver as early as today. The star quarterback has chosen the Broncos over Tennessee and San Francisco. The new deal is expected to be worth $95 million over the next 5 years. Manning became a free agent after he was released by the Colts earlier this month. And at the World Curling Championships, Heather Nettowin and Team Canada are no longer undefeated, but they must forget last night's loss to Denmark and play again today. Canada started early this morning in Lethbridge, Alberta, with a game against Russia. So far, it's good for Canada, as they have a 3-0 lead after the second end. Later tonight, Team Canada takes on its stiffest test yet, as they play Margarita Sigfridsson and Sweden. Both teams are tied for the early lead in the standings. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Today we got fog floating away around noon, then mainly sunny with a high of 22. Tonight we got a few clouds with fog developing overnight and a low of 9. Wednesday the fog should leave once again in the morning and then mainly sunny and a high of 23. Thursday we've got a mix of sun and cloud with a low of 9 and a high of 22. At 12:10, it's 16 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Jose de Barros. News is next at 1.